Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Gene Marks is here too, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. And he doesn't know it yet, but he's an unsuspecting new member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. He's also the editor of Streetwise Small Business Book of Lists. He also has his own company and owns small business. He's a real small business owner, just like you and me. Gene is the president of the Marks Group, which is a consulting firm that sells and services software applications to small and medium-sized businesses. And this is not his first rodeo. He's written other books, but this is a good one. It's a huge book, and it's probably, as Ed McMahon says, everything you'd ever want to know about starting and running a small business. Gene, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on this book.
Thanks.
Well done. And I know you put a lot of information together on it. And what was the one thing, even though you've been doing this a while, what was the one thing that you learned that you didn't know before when you put this book together?
You know what I learned? The biggest thing is that there are a lot of people out there that have a lot of answers to a lot of questions that small business owners like myself have. And getting the answers is what's most time consuming. So I said to myself running my own company that there are so many questions I have before I make decisions. I want to buy a new phone system for my business, and I think what are the things I should be considering before I buy a new phone system, or what are the things should I consider before hiring a new accountant or building a website? And you go and you search on the internet, and there's a lot of stuff that's out there, but it's very time consuming to read and,
yep,
and disseminate.
Yep, absolutely.
So what I did is I got a group of kids together. Really, they were graduate students from a local college in Philadelphia. And I came up with about 1,200 topics, that I know business owners like myself want answers to and just want them quickly. And I said to those guys, go out and get the answers, but don't just write up the answers. Put them in a form of a list. Because, with my limited intelligence and my short attention span, I can only really digest it very quickly, And so that's what they did. They went out and they put together about 1,200 lists for me that was answering a whole bunch of questions that I have when running my business. And when I brought that to the publisher, they had a heart attack, and we basically whittled it down to about 500 lists. So I've got enough for a whole new volume when that time comes. But that was what I learned the most. To get back to your original question, was just that the information is all out there. It's just it's really tough to disseminate it in one place.
Well, I like what you said. I agree with what you said about attention span. You said your attention span, and I know you were trying to be self-deprecating, but I think it's pretty much universal among small business owners. There's a lot of pain out there, I think, Gene, among small business owners. They're sitting in their businesses. They're the prime number in their business. Everything multiplies off of them. They're sitting there in the dark and worrying about how to hire an employee or fire an employee or make a deal or get money from a bank or make payroll on Friday, whatever it may be. And they've got this pain and they don't always know where to go.
Yeah, it's really true, Jim. And, I tell you, I wrote this in my last book, which is called, Outfoxing the Small Business Owner, which is all about selling and marketing to people like me. That is one of the key points that I bring up is what you just mentioned. I mean, as a business owner, I'm being hit with so many different things and so much noise all day. I don't have a staff of people to research things for me. I don't have, a department of individuals to actually go and have committee meetings and groups and, to figure out, the best ways to do things. A lot of the decisions just kind of falls on my head. And I need to make answers, kind of quickly, and I need, facts as quickly as possible. And with the book of lists, again, I go right to the index and I can pull up, on just about any topic I want and quickly get a list from an expert in their field.
Mm-hmm.
The book itself, we've got over 300 experts in the book as well, which is why you and I have some overlap as well, as to your cadre of experts. And these experts are all anywhere from individual consultants and writers, you know, people that have written or consult or in the industry, but also business owners like myself, Microsoft Corporation, Entrepreneur Magazine, many government sources like the Small Business Administration and IRS. Just give me the facts, you know.
Well, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted you to be on the show to tell the audience about this. I would like for my audience to know about your book, because I think it is an important one. You know, the thing that I found about small business owners is that they have lots of questions. They need lots of answers. They don't always want to ask a question that
right.
they have. And I think one of the reasons is because they don't want you to know that they don't already know. And
right.
if they knew a consultant like you that they could ask, they probably, the first thing they would think is, if I ask him, he's going to know I don't know, and I don't want that.
Yeah,
I'm going to sound uncompetitive. And then they would say, but if I get over that, then he's going to charge me for this information, and I don't know what that's going to cost. And I just think that there's a almost a built-in barrier to information there. What do you think?
I totally agree with you, and you know, as an owner myself, it's really tough to figure out, you know, frankly, who in this world you can trust. You know, when you want to go and buy a new phone system, to use getting back to that example, you know, you've got resellers of phone systems, you know, coming down your throat and telling you why their system is the greatest thing in the world and will solve all your problems, and you just, you know, kind of, you know, step back and say, geez, I still don't know if I'm getting any honest answers to the questions I'm asking, because this guy's just trying to sell me a phone system and then he's just going to move on to the next deal.
Right.
So, you know, I kind of feel a little lonely out there saying, you know, before I buy a new phone system, is there somebody that's sort of expert in their field, not just some, you know, writer somewhere, but somebody that, you know, has no other agenda but then just to tell me what are the 10 things I should consider before buying this phone system? And that's really the basis of all the lists that are in this book.
Well, and the other thing is, the good news is there are hundreds of choices out there.
Right.
The bad news is there are hundreds of choices.
Yeah. You know, I use the example, the Home Depot example, where, you know, you walk into Home Depot to buy a garden hose, and there's like an aisle of garden hoses, you know, all ranging from $5 to $50 a foot.
Well, go to the grocery store and try to buy potato chips.
Yeah.
Go to the grocery store and try to find plain potato chips.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the same thing with a phone system or whatever. Look, I just want a phone. I just want it to work.
Right. Exactly right. And, you know, there's so many in the world that we live in right now. I mean, yeah, we have a great amount of choice, but, you know, it's almost like, you know, watching cable TV. You've got 150 channels and
nothing's on. That's exactly right. Hey, Gene, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with our new friend and our new victim, Gene Marks, the editor of the Streetwise Small Business Book of Lists. It's a good one, too. We're going to get him to give us a website and tell us where the book's available right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. Here's Fleetwood Mac to take us out.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Gene Marks, the editor of Streetwise, Small Business Book of Lists. Gene, give us the website, please.
Sure. It's www.smallbizlists.net, S-M-A-L-L-B-I-Z, lists.net. And before we get too far from the break, Jim, I have to tell you, the Atlanta Rhythm Section is one of my favorite bands. I used to love those guys.
They're great. They're classic. Well, we try to do what we can for you, Gene.
Thank you.
We try to make you feel right at home, Gene.
Thank you. I can tell you.
In fact, we already knew that. We'd already checked with your mother.
Yes.
She told us those were your favorite albums, and we arranged all that music just for you,
well,
Gene.
If you start playing excerpts from the Brady Bunch, then I'm going to have a heart attack.
No, okay? No Brady Bunch. That's not allowed around here. We prefer the Partridge Family because they were a real band, you know. But anyway,
Danny, what a troublemaker.
Now, let's talk about small businesses and the way they think. And you tell me if you think I'm wrong. It's not that we have a short attention span necessarily by our makeup. It's just that we have so many things pulling at us we feel that sometimes it's dangerous for us to get too bogged down in one thing too long.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And, you know, what I found with a lot of business owners like myself, there are some decisions that are just black and white. I mean, you just make them. You know, we sell software products in my company, you know, like a product called Goldmine Software and mm-hmm. which is the contact manager and some accounting products as well. We go to some small business owners like myself to try and sell them a $10,000 system, and they will take literally years to make that decision. They agonize over it. But that same person might purchase $100,000 piece of equipment for their plant without giving it more than a minute's thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's really, you know, the unknown. And, you know, business owners, you know, they come from a background where they know certain things and things are real, you know, black and white as to what to make decisions about. But there's so much out there that they don't know about, and they don't have resources to help them learn about these things because they're kind of on their own or just, you know, decisions up to them. So they defer, delay, or wait, or they have to digest a lot of information before making a decision. And I think that's a real natural thing to happen.
Give us that website again, Gene.
Sure. It's www.smallbizlists.net.
Right.
S-M-A-L-L-B-I-Z lists.net.
The,
and one other thing, Jim, I was, if you don't mind, I was, you know, because you brought up such a good point, the other thing that stops the business owners like myself from making decisions is that, you know, we're not spending money out of some corporate budget or some, you know, department outlay. I mean, every dollar that goes out is, it's really coming from my bank account.
Exactly. So, it's coming right out of my hide.
Yeah, you're real careful, and I always use, my dad always taught me to use the Chinese dinner approach. So you know, for every $30 or $40 that I spend, you know, that would have been a Chinese dinner out with my wife, you know.
Right.
So I use that as an example. And
that's an excellent example. But you know, the other thing is, one of the things I tell people, and that's the reason why I'm glad to tell people about your book, Gene. This is Blasting Game's first rule of small business, and that is that it's easy to start a small business. It's not easy to run one successfully.
Boy, that is true. That is true. I mean, you're right. I mean, any joker can quit their job and start selling stuff on eBay and call themselves a small business.
Right.
But running it well and successfully is, that's the challenge. And boy, that is true.
Well, you know, Chad Moutre is going to be on just following you. In fact, before you go, I'll introduce you to him.
Great.
He's the chief economist for the Office of Advocacy over at the SBA, and he's got all the new information out on small businesses, how many there are, how all the states are doing, and you know, how women are doing, how minorities are doing. I don't know if you probably, I'm sure you agree with me, Gene, but back in the 20th century, in 1990, I started saying this in 1997, I started saying that the 20th century was the century of the big corporation. The 21st century will be the century of the entrepreneur. And every day that goes by since then makes me believe that that's true.
Yeah, boy, is it right? I mean, you know, frankly, to give you an example, I mean, I'm talking to you right now from an office in my home. I have a home office besides our regular office, and I'm not leaving home all day today. I mean, I'm doing work for about, you know, 10 different clients, and they're located all around the country, and the reason why I'm doing that is because I've got, you know, a great broadband connection. I can connect into people's systems and do work mm-hmm. just like I'm here. I think because of the Internet and because the ease of communicating with people nowadays through wireless phones and and obviously the Internet again, it has just made it so much better for smaller people to exploit their creativity and expertise without having to work for a large company.
Well, there's no question.
Right.
There's no question about it. And more and more people are teleworking. The face of the marketplace, never mind small business owners, never mind entrepreneurs, the face of the marketplace is changing, isn't it? The landscape is changing.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I have a woman who does telemarketing for me. She's based in Missouri. And, you know, she has a little telemarketing company. It's her and two other people. And I would never know this woman at all. I would never be able to use her if it weren't for the Internet, if it weren't
right.
for her being able to access our system and, you know, market to our prospects and get back to me on that and communicate, you know, quickly on leads. It has really changed the face of small business.
Gene, give us the website again, please.
Sure, Jim. It's www.smallbizlists.net. SmallBizLists.
And the book is available wherever books are sold, right?
That's correct. Barnes & Noble and Borders and Amazon.com. It's the Streetwise Small Business Book of Lists.
good job on this one. Good work. And will you come back another day, Gene?
I would love to, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you. Gene Marks, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out when you get a chance. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Chad Moutray. I'm Jim Blassingame. This show is brought to you by IBM, Administaff, and Aflac. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.